won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday, September 19, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, broadcasting from the Grand Hotel up on Mackinac Island. The 36th Biennial Republican Leadership Conference, taking place starting today, later this afternoon, tomorrow, and Sunday. And upon getting here, I found the box of the that they're going to be using to all the attendees. You open up the cover, beautiful logo, 36th Biennial Mackinac Republican Leadership Conference. Beautiful, high glossy, beautiful picture of the Grand Hotel. Welcome. You turn the page, and there's a letter on the left side from the chairman, State Senator Jim Runstead, chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. Nice letter, beautiful letter, picture of Jim there. Well, right across on the right page is a letter from a congresswoman, Lisa McClain, House Republican Conference chairwoman. Folks, she's a congresswoman from downstate, Romeo, I believe, western part of Macomb County, the eastern part of Oakland. Why isn't that first letter across from the chairman of the state party, Jim Runstead, why is that not Congressman Jack Bergman? Fellow Michigander, welcome to my first congressional district. Lisa McClain, House Republican Conference Chairwoman. Okay, this is a conference. She's the House Conference Chairwoman. Okay, so that's her letter. So I'm going to turn the page, and I'm going to see, of course, Congressman Jack Bergman's letter. So I turn the page. Congressman Tim Walberg. What? He's from downstate, I believe in the Muskegon area of Lake Michigan. Welcoming all of the attendees to the conference, Congressman Tim Walberg. Well, across from him, then, of course, is going to be Congressman Jack Bergman. Nope. Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. Well, wait a minute. Based on priority of elected office, you would see a congressman there. Why are we going down to State House Speaker Matt Hall? Okay, well, Jack's going to be on the next page. Turn it. Nope. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who's running for governor. No letter from our very own Congressman Jack Bergman at a event held every 2 years for 36 times in the first congressional district Grand Hotel, Mackinac Island, Michigan. Next page across from Nesbitt, all the Republican state senators, Michigan Republican state house members, and Republican congressional delegation. Jack Bergman is listed there as District 1. No letter from Jack Bergman anywhere in this program. I guess he doesn't support the Michigan Republican Party under Jim Runstad's chairmanship, I guess. Nowhere to be found. All the pages of the sponsors and the different speakers that are going to be here, Mike Rogers, no Jack Bergman. Unbelievable. Well, somebody running against him next August 4th primary is Justin Michael. He'll be on in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this absolutely terrific Friday. Joining us on the line right now is candidate running against the current congressman for the first district. Justin Michael is on the line. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, Randy, how you doing this morning?
I just did a short segment segue into our interview. I'm up here at the Grand Hotel. I've got the program for the 36th Biennial Leadership Conference. And I opened up the front cover, beautiful picture of the Grand Hotel. Welcome to the 36th Biennial Mackinac Republican Leadership Conference. Turned the page, and there's a nice full-page letter signed, picture of Senator Jim Runstead, the chairman of the party. And across from him is a beautiful letter from Congresswoman Lisa McClain. You know, she's the congresswoman from downstate. And so I'm expecting, okay, well, with her title, House Republican Conference Chairwoman, okay, maybe that's appropriate for her to be there next to the party chair. I'm going to turn the page and see a letter from Congressman Jack Bergman welcoming everybody to the 1st Congressional District. No, a letter from Congressman Tim Walberg down the west side of the state of Michigan. And then Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, turned the page. Senate Minority Leader running for Governor Eric Nesbitt. No letter from our congressman in the 1st District where this event's being hosted from Jack Bergman. And I'm like, okay, he's got to be in the back cover. That's the most expensive. I'll turn to the back cover. He's not there either. Jack Bergman's not even in this book. And you know, I'm just so sick and tired of him and his staffers refusing to participate with the Michigan Republican Party. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so I appreciate you bringing that up. As I travel around the district, I've noticed that a lot of people feel like his presence in the district has been absent and absent for some time. And when you look at how you need to engage not only with your constituents, but also with people in the Republican Party in Michigan and then nationally, this is a really big conference. It's biannual. It's something that's been traditional at Mackinac Island for a long time. And we need to look and capitalize on showing attention to our district. And it, unfortunately, the failures of not representing our district in that pamphlet that people are going to get when they register or when they're looking for events kind of shows you a continued pattern of how the congressman operates in our district. It's almost as if he's saying, I don't really care about the people that are in our district, or I don't care about a Republican Party in Michigan. I'm more focused on what's happening in Washington, D.C., and to the special interest groups that support me.
Absolutely. And one of the other things that I find interesting, and I'm not sure if this is going to actually happen, but supposedly this afternoon, it's tradition, and like you said, this event's been going on for 72 years. This is the 36th one, every 2 years, biennial. It's traditional that there is, by the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee, they host a party. They call it the porch party. It's about, I think it's like 2, 3 o'clock, cocktail hour. They have open bar, and they pay for it. And it's a tradition. It's kind of our way of welcoming everybody from across the state of Michigan who's traveled up to Mackinac Island, traveled up to the Grand Hotel, to welcome them to the 1st District. I've been told that Jack Bergman wanted to sponsor that porch party, but yet he won't even be here. And prevented you from participating with Dare Rendon, the actual chair of the 1st Congressional District Committee, and all kinds of things I'm hearing from Lansing. And I'm like, do you have any input as to what that discussion was with Dare Rendon, the chair of the 1st District?
Yeah, so Dare had talked and discussed about getting funding for that event because it was traditional that the 1st Congressional District hosted that party. And I spoke to her and said, listen, I think that you should reach out to candidates and we should all contribute because it's beneficial not only to, you know, the 1st District, but also beneficial to our party. And, you know, she said, that's a great idea. I'll get back to you. Well, as that conversation started to continue, it felt like it was hijacked from Jack Bergman. And then, in addition to that, we called to ask, like, well, are we allowed to sponsor those parties? Like, we called the Michigan GOP, and they said, no, this is a sponsored event. We're not allowing candidates to sponsor parties that are in affiliation. So I'm not quite for sure exactly how Jack Bourbon worked his way into that porch party and taking that from the first congressional district, but that is what happened.
And that's what's going to happen this afternoon. We believe is when we get there, there'll be some kind of banner or something out there about Jack Bourbon. I just, you know, I feel so frustrated.
I'm going to say this. I feel like we should all have been given the opportunity to participate in that because it's important for all the candidates, regardless if you're an incumbent or not. If you're going to do something, and I will say this, it's nice that he extended that warm welcome, but at the same time, we should all have an opportunity to contribute because it's not just about one person. It's about our entire district, and I think that that's what's important.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I'm traveling around the state, I'm very much engaged in the Axe My Tax petition drive to eliminate property taxes, hopefully to get it on the ballot for next year. And as I'm traveling around the state, I was in Macomb County. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have in the next segment Anthony Forlini, former state representative. Now he is the duly elected clerk and registered deeds for Macomb County, my home county. And as I was talking to Anthony about Axe My Tax and how that would impact his county, you know, with a huge population compared to us up here, and I said, one of the things I'm having a problem with is I'm hearing from a lot of veterans in the first district. I said, Anthony, are you hearing the same thing about your veterans? And he's like, oh, no. Our congressman, a woman down here, Lisa McClain and John James, they interact with our veterans all the time. And I said, well, the veterans up in northern Michigan saying they're having a hard time, you know, even hearing back from Congressman Bergman when they talk to his office and file a complaint and they want him to follow up on something, he doesn't even get back to him. I said, you're not hearing that in Macomb County? He goes, no, our reps, our congresspeople are excellent. And I'm like, why is this happening, Justin, in our first district, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's a failure in leadership. And I'm not saying that lightly. I think our veterans are some of the most important members of our community, considering that they've sacrificed so much for this country. And as a veteran, you would hope, and sitting on the, you know, the VA Appropriations Committee, it's important to recognize our veteran community here in our district. And there's a lot of issues that veterans are complaining about in our district. Healthcare or access to healthcare and decent doctors. This is a concern that's everywhere in our district. The amount of travel time that it takes to get some services, the availability. Community care has helped relieve some of that, but it's not doing the job that it was supposed to do in getting veterans timely service. So you're right. You reach out to the congressman's office. There's a lag time, a delay, or no response at all. And I don't think that that's acceptable. We have to take care of those who took care of us. And veterans are those people.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I've been a strong proponent of for years is I want a blue star on veterans' driver's licenses, which designates them as being a veteran, where they could walk into any hospital anywhere in the country and have the bills sent to Washington under their TRICARE VA benefits. Brought that idea up to Jack Bourbon. Yeah, good idea, Randy. I like it. I'll introduce it. What is this, his sixth term? He's running for election. He was first elected in 2016, every 2 years elected since then. Justin, I haven't seen the legislation anywhere. I've talked to veterans. Can you walk into any hospital and have the bills sent to Washington? Nope. I got to drive all, what is it, Saginaw?
Saginaw or Iron Mountain. Yeah. Well, I mean, there are C-Box and stuff like that that are close. But if you have like emergency care that you need, it's a long haul for sure. But I will say this. With certain veterans with certain levels of disability do have the option to go and seek emergency medical care at any medical facility. The process, though, is a little bit difficult because you have to contact the VA by phone and acknowledge them within 72 hours of your treatment. So if you're in a situation where it's a significant injury and you don't have access to your phone, there could be time lapses that are there, and then you're required to pay for those bills. So there is an opportunity that veterans can use, depending on your disability rating, that you can go and seek emergency medical care, and they will reimburse the hospital for that. But it is a lengthy process, and a lot of phone calls, and a lot of stress on the veteran. There are ways to speed that up, and there are better ways to make that process more streamlined. But that's not something that the current representation is talking about, at least not to my knowledge, and definitely not Congressman Bergman.
Right. Well, with somebody who's married to a woman who's had not one but two heart attacks, 72 hours for me to make a phone call, had she been a veteran, to report her heart attack, it was well beyond 72 hours before we were even out of the hospital, let alone thinking about calling the VA. I mean, that's insanity in those kinds of situations.
And with the current cost of healthcare, right? If you don't have insurance, you're terrified that you're going to get that bill and it's going to put you in a bind. So I'm definitely looking into ways to improve our healthcare system for the nation, and I'm looking at ways to improve healthcare for veterans. So this is definitely something on my radar. Some things will be launching here in the next few months just to get people on board with some of our policies and changes that we want to make in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Well, later today, I believe you texted me that you have put together a video for your campaign, and you'll be launching it on your campaign website and social media.
Yeah, we have a launch coming at noon. It's a special launch, and I think it's really going to set the tone for what we're doing in our campaign. We're really looking forward to launching it. But I will say this to your viewers out there. If you don't follow me on Facebook, please do. JustinMichaelForCongress.com, Instagram, or YouTube. Please share our content.
Yeah.
Getting it out there in the public, getting views, getting people to see our message. The more help that we have from our grassroots people, the better off we're going to be. So if you agree with our message and you like what we're saying, please get out there and share our content with as many family members as you can.
Yeah. And is it going to be on your campaign website as well?
We are going to put it on the campaign website as well.
And what is that campaign website?
www.justinmichaelforcongress.com. That's Justin, M-I-C-H-A-L, for Congress.com.
Very good. Got a text message into the show right now, wanting to know, does your website provide upcoming events where you're going to be in the district if they want to come and meet you?
Yep. So we're formalizing our schedule moving forward. We spent the earlier part of this year just meeting with party chairs and parties in every county to try to establish a good base and just get our face out there. But we're going to be doing some town halls in the district, and we're also going to be setting up some debates. So that information is going to be posted here probably in the next 3 to 4 weeks once we finalize our schedule moving into March and April.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, this is officially the launch here at the Mackinac Island Grand Hotel Leadership Conference of technically the campaigns. We're even expecting some announcements by some folks here on the island, other races. I'm going to have Anthony Forlini. He's coming on in the next segment. County clerk, registered deed, former state representative. We've got other folks coming on today, and greatly appreciate you joining us and telling us about this upcoming launch of your commercial, and we'll make sure everybody gets it out there. Final thought, let you wrap this up real quick.
Well, Randy, first and foremost, I want to thank you for your time and your consideration of having me on your show this morning. I look forward to seeing you up in Mackinac. To the constituents that are listening, thank you so much for your support. I look forward to you. You guys take care. God bless you, and God bless our district.
Thank you, Justin. Justin Michael for Congress.com. Bomb the Hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider.